This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. We have Kyle Odell in studio, OWRSfirm.com. And Odell Winkfield Roseman and Ship, and Kyle is with us each week, talking a lot about retirement planning and all the things that go into that. And today we're going to be talking about an important subject. And we've talked about this before, but it's a very important one, and that is 401ks. And so, Kyle, first of all, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. Great to see you. Be here.
Yep. So this whole deal with 401ks, when did that actually, kind of originate, how did it start? And
yeah, you know, look at retirement plans overall, IRAs, 401ks, those were all created in the late 70s and early 80s. Companies were, an opportunity came up for them to basically get rid of pensions and transfer the risk from the employer to the employees to fund their own retirement. So that's where 401ks come about. And, we're going to spend some time talking today about, you know, a little bit about how they work, what are the risks. We're going to talk about the stock market and some of the craziness and fluctuations and downturns that we've had here in the last several weeks. And what can our listeners do about that? How can they help themselves, you know, in situations like this? And that's been one of our specialties as a company for years. And we're going to talk about what we're doing with our clients right now and how families can, you know, work to safeguard their assets and be in a better spot when the market does get a little volatile right now.
Right. Do a large percentage of your clients have a 401k, or is there a certain percentage?
I'd say 100%, or yeah. So, you know, they're all in a spot where either they had a 401k while they were working, or they have a 401k now that they're, you know, even though they're still working. So either they had one while they're working, now they're retired, and now what we've done is what's called a 401k rollover to an IRA. And the families that we see most often, most of them have built up those 401ks over the years, and, you know, they were very disciplined. It takes discipline to, you know, eat and, you know, feel good about yourself and be healthy or go to the gym or even save money. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. It all takes discipline and work. But the families that we see most often, you know, over the years, they did max out their IRAs, their 401ks, and they saved, you know, right off the top before they ever saw that paycheck. They put money away and they were disciplined, which, you know, it takes some discipline to do that. But most of them did a great job of that over the years.
Mm-hmm. And then companies vary in what they match, right?
Right. You know, some companies, you know, don't provide a match, but they still provide that 401k as an option for you. But, you know, there are a good chunk of them out there that still provide a match of, you know, 2, 3, or 5, or, you know, if you're really fortunate, 5 or 6%, that's usually on the high end. Mm-hmm. Usually it's around 2, 3, 4% of a portion of your paycheck on a monthly basis. And I always encourage, you know, 99.99% of the time, I would tell someone that if your employer is providing a match, to take advantage of that.
Right.
Always do. I mean, that's, you know, really free money on the table. You know, if you can contribute $500 a month and, you know, and that gets you up to that company match and they're going to contribute another $500 a month, that's just fantastic. I mean, that it'll make a difference over time. And you start thinking about it, you know, and I think it's daunting as to if you were to start thinking about how much money do I need to save so that I can retire one day. And you start thinking, well, I'm going to save $500 a month, but I need to accumulate $2 million. That's so far down the road. And so, you know, it can be daunting and intimidating. But I'm telling you, it adds up over time. It makes a huge difference. And right now where the market's at being down, it's probably a great time to buy.
Right.
Yep. Great time to start that 401k if you haven't.
So for those maybe just getting into a 401k, are there certain... probably most companies just have, they pull out a folder and, hey, here's our 401k and check what you want, right? Because you were telling me before the show, most of the time, or 100% of the time, those administrators at an office, it's illegal for them to
Yeah, they're, most of them, they're prohibited from giving any advice. That they can't sit down with you and tell you, you know, here are the mutual funds that you should invest into. Here's what you should be doing. Sometimes they will have a representative from the company that is providing the 401k. Let's say your 401k is with a company like a Fidelity or a Schwab or a Vanguard or whomever. Sometimes they will have a representative come in to give you some coaching and advice as to how your assets should be allocated. But there's a great program that we provide our clients. It's called a 401k optimizer. All it is a coach. It's fantastic. So, you know, most families that own have a 401k, they'll simply, you know, a lot of times sit down and look at their investment options and start looking at, they're going to chase the rates of return. What did well over the last year, 5 years, and 10 years? Oh, that's got the highest rate of return. Well, let me get that one. Mm-hmm. Now we're buying high and we're chasing rates of return. There is no plan to that. We're just hoping that it works out.
Right.
Or we'll ask our buddy at work, hey, Scott, what'd you pick?
Right.
I don't know what I'm doing here, right? You know, and then when it goes wrong, then I'm going to yell at you. You're buying lunch that
right,
day,
right?
Right,
absolutely.
So, you know, so with this, we have a program called a 401k optimizer that we give our clients that it's a coach. Very simply, what it does is, you know, if your 401k is with your employer and maybe your employer provides that 401k, let's say through Fidelity or Schwab or someone, then there are no changes to it. It stays exactly where it's at. But what our program does is it tells you which investments to pick inside that 401k. So it's going to coach you. And then secondly, every quarter, it's going to update you as to if you should make any changes to those investments. But the third part, and most important, Scott, is that if the market ever really gets to looking bad, and we have a what's called an algorithm or a formula that follows the market here with this program, if that formula ever turns negative, it's going to notify you and tell you to move everything in your 401k to a safe spot. And it's done that. It's done a fantastic job over the years. It's got a long, long history, and it got the 2008 drop. It, if we go back and look at the program, in June of 08, it had all the clients in the program at that point move to a safe spot just before the market fell off in August, about 5 weeks before it really fell off.
Well, those people were happy.
They were happy. Yep. So it's done a fantastic job over the years. And we're going to give away a couple of these 401k optimizers today to a couple of our listeners.
Okay. Just call the office?
Call the office.
All right. Give this number a call, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. That's for Peggy or...
Yep. So Rebecca, our receptionist, okay. She's going to answer, and she'll take your name and email. That's all we need. And actually, we pay for the program. You know, I pay $80 a year for our listeners to have this. So it's a giveaway that we're going to do today. We won't charge anything. We don't need anything. You know, we just need your name and email address, and we'll send that out to you.
All right. That's a good deal, folks. Give them a call. First two callers.
That's a great deal, Scott.
303-780-7350. Just mentioned you heard Kyle here on Haystack Help Radio, and they will take care of that for you. And you mentioned, I was asked before the show, people you sit down with, when you say, oh, do you have a 401k? And they say, yeah. And then they start explaining to you all the ins and outs of their 401k. And I said, how often does that happen? You said never.
Yeah.
People just don't know. They just know they got one.
They know they have one. Right. Yeah. You know, but the intricacies of how it works, you know, it's like driving a car. You know, I can hop in my car and drive around in it, but you ask me to start taking it apart and figuring out how it all works.
Right?
It's all on a computer. I mean, I might as well ask me to fly a shuttle to the moon. I can't do it, right? So same thing with a 401k. What I find is most people, they own them, but the true intricacies of how they work and how it should be managed, that I rarely see someone come in my office that truly understands that 401k and how to manage it. And that's why we provide this 401k coach, the Howard Capital 401k optimizer here, that can help our listeners to help to manage that 401k through these tough times that we're seeing in the market. I mean, the market's, you know, down again today. You know, it's a tough, tough time, you know, with what we're seeing in the market. The market's down 1.8%, the S&P today. I mean, you know, that can be a significant drop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're looking at families and their finances, the big key with everything when it comes to money is to avoid big mistakes. That's the big one. In 2008, when the market dropped 37%, if the following year you made 37%, you'd only be about halfway back to where you were right. the year before. You needed to make about 64% to get back to where you were the year before. So when the market drops, when it has those big drops, that's what makes the big impact. So that's the time that, you know, you want to work to safeguard those assets and hopefully avoid a good portion of that big drop. And then when it does hit the bottom, you know, this program's got a great track record of helping our clients, you know, buy back in close to the bottom. There are no guarantees. It has no guarantee to get it right, but it's got a long track record of being pretty doggone close. Yeah.
Again, first two callers to 303-780-7350. You can talk to Rebecca there. She's a receptionist. All you got to do is give her your email, and they will get this to you absolutely free of charge. So I guess with everything in financial planning, there's a strategy. How would you describe the strategic mindset of OWRS?
You know, that's a great question. You know, our primary underlying principle that we base everything off of with our clients is that I don't want you to have any significant losses. That's number one. You know, if a client comes to us with $1 million a day a year from now, I still want you to have that million. You know, that's the primary objective, is to not mess it up without any significant losses. Now, are we going to fluctuate up and down with the market? Yes, we are. With this style of investing. Now, we have a difference. We have two primary styles of investing that we go about. One is where we are going to fluctuate up and down with the market, but we're simply working to avoid the big drops. And then our second style, which we're really not going to talk about today, but with that one, we don't have any risk of loss. Everything's in a safeguarded spot when the market does take any drops. But on the upside, we're still going to make a nice rate of return. You know, that's been our track record. So, but, you know, we want to, the key underlying principle, Scott, is to avoid the big drops out there. So, and then along the way, then we really get into the planning aspect to figure out, okay, how much do you need for retirement? What's that rate of return? What kind of rate of return do you need to look at? And so we'll sit down. One of the things we'll do, Scott, is the first time I sit down with someone to go over a plan, I'll actually bring up on the screen and show you the rate of return that you need to achieve based on the assets that you have so that you don't run out of money. Mm-hmm. And almost every time, it's a 1, 2, or 3% rate of return that most people that walk into my office that are closer at retirement, most of them don't need much of a rate of return, 1, 2, or 3%. Yet, they have a huge portion of their assets in a spot where they could lose 20, 30, 40% of those assets if there was a big market downturn. So if we don't need to achieve incredible rates of return, which that's usually not the answer. Right. The answer is don't have any big losses. Most people are, you know, you've been conditioned and taught and, told over the years that the answer is all rate of return. That's not it. The answer is don't have a big loss. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we focus on.
Right. Kyle O'Dell is with you. With you? He's with me, too. Oh, Kyle O'Dell is with us.
All over the place.
OWRSfirm.com. Once again, that number, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. Now, this time of year, is there anything, you know, regarding a 401k that if people have one and they have questions, is there anything that might be beneficial for them to call you and get any advice or just to see where they're at with their 401k about doing anything or tax advantages, whatever?
Sure. You know, a lot of things. You know, one is, like I said earlier, I would always take advantage of that company match. Number one, above anything else, if you haven't started your 401k, get it going. But this program, that Howard Capital 401k Optimizer program to help you to manage and coach you along on that 401k would be a big one. And any contributions that you make towards your 401k will help bring down your taxable income for the year. Mm-hmm. So if I make $100,000 and I contribute $20,000 to my 401k, then that $20,000 goes into that 401k without paying any taxes. So I'm only going to be paying taxes on the $80,000 that's left.
Right.
So it helps to bring down my taxable income. So there's a benefit. The others are that, you know, some employers allow you to do once you get to age 59 and a half, do what's called a self-directed IRA, where you can move a portion or all of your 401k out where it can be managed by, you know, a professional or yourself and so forth. And so those are things that you can look at too, where maybe if your 401k company, or, you know, just doesn't provide many investment options and you don't love the options that you have there, there might, you know, once you move it out and you do a rollover, you really have unlimited options. And so, you know, you might have better opportunities out there for growth.
We've got to take a short break. If you've got any questions for Kyle, we'll open up our phone lines, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
November is Senior Pets Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Did you know that if your dog or cat is 7 years old, they're actually a senior citizen? All through November, bring your pet in to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for their senior pet check. And you'll be entered into their weekly drawing for one of their fabulous senior pet gift baskets. Call today and schedule your senior pet check, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Help your pet live a long and healthy life. Call now, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kyle Odell, Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Schiff. You can check out their website, owrsfirm.com. And if you're just joining us, I'm not sure if the calls have been made because we're having you call the office directly, but Kyle has been kind enough to give away two of their 401k optimizers, absolutely free. All you have to do is call the office, 303-780-7350. Mention you heard Kyle here on Haystack Help. All they need is your email, and they will get that to you. So, Kyle, we kind of, you know, as we're wrapping up the end of the year, what are some things that make sense for maybe people to call you? We were kind of talking during the break. One would be just a checkup, a financial checkup. That's always good, just to see, hey, if you're not even better off or you've lost a ton over through the year, maybe it's time to get a second set of eyes on it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, coming in to get a checkup just to see what's the health of my financial situation. Good, bad, ugly, where's it at? You know, that's a complimentary consultation that we provide our clients, you know, or for families out there to come in and just to see, you know, where am I at? How am I doing? You know, am I in a great spot? Am I close to being able to retire? Do I need some work? Where am I at along that path? And so we'll give them some indicators on there and show them, you know, we'll actually create a plan and analysis and figure that part out. And we do a lot. It's a very in-depth plan. We look at, you know, what kind of risks do they currently have in their current portfolios, when and how should they file for Social Security. We've talked about that. There are hundreds of ways for a married couple to file for Social Security, so we want to get that right. You know, and overall, we'll ask them some questions about, you know, estate planning and do they have a will and trust and do they need one? And those are things that we'll talk through just to make sure that all their bases are covered. Long-term care, do they need any life insurance? We'll look at that full retirement, you know, plan overall, taxes. We're going to have a full conversation on everything.
Because it's not just about investments.
Nope. That's a small piece.
Yep. And one thing, too, you know, you also said, hey, it might be a good time to call you and come in and see you, maybe about converting some money.
Right. You know, most of the families that we see out there, you know, they have money in 401ks and IRAs and all those different retirement accounts. But rarely do we see a lot of money over in the tax-free accounts or the tax-advantaged accounts, such as a Roth IRA. And so one of the things that families, you know, should consider this time of year is when we hit the last quarter of the year is should I convert money from an IRA over to a Roth IRA? Because a Roth IRA, as long as you follow the two primary rules, which are that you're 59 and a half years old and that you've had any Roth IRA for 5 years. If you've had any Roth IRA for 5 years or 59 and a half, then you can access those Roth IRAs tax-free, which is great. So if we look at it, I mean, you know, where taxes going in the future, you know, none of us know, but math tells us it's going to be very difficult for taxes to go down in the future. Mm-hmm. They're probably going up. So if taxes are going up, it probably makes sense for a lot of families to consider and look at, should I go ahead and convert money from an IRA or a 401k over to a Roth at this point, go ahead and pay the tax on it now so that I don't have a higher tax later.
Right.
And so those are things we figure out for families. How much can you transfer or convert over to a Roth before you go up to the next tax bracket? If I'm in a 12% tax bracket, I want to know how much can I convert over before I cross over to the next tax bracket, which is a 22% tax bracket. I want to stay under that bar, mm-hmm. and so forth. So those are all things that we want to consider. You always want to consult a tax professional and financial professional to make sure that, you know, you're getting the right direction on all that. But that's a huge piece. It's a big conversation that we have with a lot of people.
And I mention this every time you mention that, of having a tax person, an estate person to maybe help you with your estate planning. I mean, while people don't have to use people that you work with, I think it's cool to have people in your circle because everybody's kind of on the same page. You work with them, they work with you, and they know what to do.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, in working with, in having that team, I mean, you know, what's your current team look like?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one? If we don't have a team and we don't have a plan, how are we going to win? You know,
we already know it's like, right. Not to have a quarterback, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you know, if we don't have a good team around us and we don't have a plan, you know, the success rate drops dramatically. So, you know, if we look at any sports, you know, I mean, tonight, I promise you, I mean, there's a great game that's going to be on Monday Night Football, the Chiefs and the Rams. I promise you, those two teams have worked very hard for the last week to create a game plan to go in and win the game. And you know, we have two great teams here that we may see them here at the end of January coming up here in the Super Bowl, you know, because we have two great teams that are great at planning, you know, great coaches like Wade Phillips and Sean McVay and, you know, Andy Reid. It's going to be a heck of a game tonight. It's going to be a chess match, right? So, you know, when I look at your financial situation, what kind of team do we have there? If you're flying solo, it's a tough one to win. You know, there are so many moving parts and things going on out there, and we need a plan. We need a plan that, you know, what if taxes drop, you know, go up? What if the stock market drops like it's doing right now? And that's why we give our listeners and, you know, and with all of our clients, we give them our 401k coaching program, that 401k optimizer plan to help coach them through, you know, times in the market like this right now. And, you know, you've got to have a great plan. You've got to have a great team.
Sure. Let's talk about the initial consultation for maybe new folks that come in to see you. Kind of, you know, how long does that take? What do they need to bring to make that meeting beneficial?
Yep, it's simple. You know, we get together for about anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. And my office makes a great cup of coffee. We just sit down and have a conversation and get to know each other. I want to know more about what's important to you. What are your goals? What do you want to achieve? What don't you want? to see happen to your finances? That's another piece of it. You know, what do you want to avoid? And based on that conversation, we'll be able to figure out whether or not we are a good fit. From there, the information that we need, you know, I need families to bring in information about their Social Security and their statements on their current investments, and maybe a copy of their tax return. They can always mark out information such as, you know, Social Security numbers and account numbers. I don't need that kind of information, but right. I just need the basics. I need to be able to build a picture as to where you're at right now. And then we'll sit down and have a conversation and figure out, can I add value to you? Can I improve your situation? If so, then we'll, you know, go through a conversation. The first time we get together, we just gather a lot of information. The second time we get together, we lay out a plan. We really build two plans. One plan shows your current situation. If you keep doing what you're doing, here's how things are projected to play out. And then a second plan with our adjustments and recommendations in it. Mm-hmm. And we can look at those side by side to see, okay, how does this look? Can we add value and hopefully improve your situation? And in many cases, we can.
Sure. And I think a lot of times people are afraid because they say, okay, it's a free consultation, kind of that second set of eyes, but, oh, they're just going to tell me I need to scrap everything and do everything with them. But, I mean, not only do you not do that, you can't do that because of the fiduciary. You
right.
have to do what's best for that client. And most of the time, you've said, it's a tweaking.
It is. I don't know how many, I mean, clients I sit down with on a weekly or monthly basis and tell them, look, this part of what you're doing, keep doing it. Let's not make any changes over here. You know, I mean, when I sit down with a family because of that fiduciary license that I have, you know, I'm obligated to help families and give them the best advice that I can. So with that, you know, we're figuring out how can I put you in the best position possible. Mm-hmm. You know, every day I sit down with families and tell them, look, keep doing what you're doing with this portion, but there are portions over here that we can significantly improve upon, you know? And so, those are conversations we have and, you know, every family is different. You know, it's like your health is unique to you, Scott, just like my health is unique to me. So our financial situations are unique to each other. You know, so every family we sit down with, it's not a cookie cutter approach. It's us really sitting down to figure out, what does your situation look like? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to avoid? Mm-hmm. And then figuring out, can I add value? If I can't, I'm going to tell you to, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, you know, there are a couple areas in your finances that we can add tremendous value.
Right. Once again, the number is 303-780-7350. Again, I'm not sure if the two calls have been made. Usually when we do this, they have, but you can give it a try. And just tell them you'd like to get that 401k optimizer that Kyle offered. And Rebecca will answer the phone there. Just let them know you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. So putting on your forecasting glasses, what do you... seeing and hoping what's going to happen over the next few months and first quarter.
Yep. Well, the Broncos will keep struggling.
Yeah. Yeah. think.
No, you know, they played well yesterday. So, you know, anyone that I sit down with, I never, you know, claim to have a crystal ball and know what the market's going to do. What I do know is with our clients right now that we've moved into anywhere from a defensive to semi-defensive position. We've been in that for a couple of weeks now, you know, to help safeguard our clients' assets. So our clients, my phone, knock on wood, isn't ringing right now. You know, our focus is to help our clients to avoid the, you know, the bigger drops in the market. If we look at where the market's at right now, it's up when we look back over the last 12 months. It's back to kind of retesting the bottoms of where it was back in February and March. We're seeing very similar, in terms of numbers, where the market's dropped to, similar numbers in terms of those drops. So, you know, it's kind of retesting those bottoms, I think, right now. Who knows? I mean, it could continue to make a significant drop. I doubt it based on when you look at the full scope of our economic data, mm-hmm. but it could. You know, so right now we're probably starting to get close to a buying opportunity. But we'll see where things go. And that's why we use money managers to help make that decision. Some of the money managers that we use, they're institutional money managers, and they've got a fantastic track record. And so the guys we use are the best of the best out there, and that's what we're paying them for.
Good deal. Well, thanks for giving those away for us today, 401k Optimizer. We appreciate it. Kyle Odell, 303-780-7350, owrsfirm.com. Give him a call. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
This is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. I'm reaching out to you to help answer questions regarding the value of a reverse mortgage. You've heard both sides. I'm dedicated to helping seniors. The reason, like you, I am a senior and a veteran. Our wants and needs are different when compared to years past. Give me a call at 720-895-0500. Remember, take aim. Call me, Steve Hurley, at 720-895-0500. NMLS number 243200. Regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, now joined alongside Marie Christine here. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing well. Excited to talk about this very challenging topic.
Yes.
How to eat right during the holidays.
Challenging topic, just eating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then this time of year, extra tough. But we have the metabolic coordinator of the Integrated Health Systems with us, Jess Sorcy. Jess, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So big time of year coming up. And, you know, it kind of cracks me up because everybody, all they do is eat over the next couple of months and then 45 days. And then everybody joins the gym for 3 weeks in January 1st, and then that's over with. So what about eating healthy here during the holidays?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's what I've been talking to all of our patients about the last couple of weeks. And I think, you know, the best approach in helping some of these clients and patients that we're seeing is, you know, being more realistic with the holidays. And one of my big things that I like to tell people is, you know, Thanksgiving is one day, Christmas is one day, New Year's is one day. So So rather than tying those three holidays into the next, you know, month and a half or so, you know, make it just those few days. That can, you know, go a long way with someone's health, and especially when we're talking about their diet.
So, Jess, it seems to me, I want to know your opinions on this, but it seems like it's hard to be consistent. So for me, like usually if I'm at work, I'm bringing my own lunch, you know, I can kind of control what I'm eating. But then when I'm at maybe somebody else's house for a family dinner or going out to eat with friends, that's where I don't have as much control over what I eat. So what do you advise in those situations?
I think in those situations, you know, we have to be realistic in making the best choices we can. So when you go out to dinner at a restaurant, there's always, you know, ways that you can do things better. So rather than ordering, you know, the big pasta dish, maybe you order, you know, grilled chicken with a salad, or, you know, steamed broccoli. And then kind of my go-to in dealing with family holidays is I always bring a healthy option, so maybe a side dish, because, you know, especially Thanksgiving, everyone can have turkey, and that's part of a healthy diet. So then maybe incorporating something that you're contributing to the meal that is a little bit healthier so that you can be involved with the family but also be making your health goals as well.
Yeah, and that's a good point that you mentioned about it's really only 3 days. It doesn't mean you have to be eating healthy, eating terrible
food. But we eat all day for those 3 days. It's kind of a grazing, you know. It's not just
right. And
the
I kind of get stuck.
There.
Yeah. You know, it's not just those 3 days. Like for me, November hits and I'm in the mood suddenly for cookies morning, noon, and night every day the whole month. How do we do that, Jess? How do we kind of get more in the mindset? You know, what do you see with your patients of staying consistent on the days you can stay consistent?
I think it's just, you know, setting your mind to that. I think so many of us are in the position where we make this huge meal at, you know, Thanksgiving, but then there's weeks of leftovers and, you know, really just trying to understand that that's not going to be good for your health. And so just setting a goal that you're going to allow yourself to eat a little bit off your plan on Thanksgiving, but then come Friday, Saturday, you know, and into the next week, you're going to get back on track. And I think just making those good intentions with yourself is usually the easiest way, and having that plan. When people go into these holidays without plans, that's typically when they don't have success.
Would you suggest, you know, I think a lot of times people get up on Thanksgiving Day and, of course, do all the cooking and stuff, and then people sit down to eat at 1, 2 o'clock, whatever. So a lot of people won't eat anything, you know. They go, oh, I'm just going to save it all. So when you sit down, you're freaking starving. You know what I mean? So is it better to maybe eat some eggs or something for breakfast, eat a little snack, whatever, so then you're not just completely famished when all that food's in front of you?
Absolutely. I used to make that very mistake. I was like, well, if I'm going to eat this big meal, you know, this afternoon, then I'm not going to eat anything, you know, the morning of. And then exactly what you said happens. You essentially eat a ton of food because you're starving. So, you know, getting up in the morning of Thanksgiving and having some eggs and some vegetables or a protein smoothie would be very wise. And then even snacking on some nuts or seeds throughout the day until that meal's served can really help. Especially if you're going to someone else's house, if you walk in the door and they have appetizers everywhere and all this, you know, food out, then you're going to, if you've had some snacks and some food going into that, you're probably not going to be as hungry and as tempted to eat those foods.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at just the alcohol, a lot of times it's at a lot of places. I was reading one thing this morning. It said a glass of eggnog can set you back 500 calories, you know.
Wow.
And then wine, beer, mixed drinks from 150 to 225. Well, man,
yeah.
I'd rather eat those calories.
I agree.
Yeah. So that can get you too.
Yeah, maybe along those lines with the alcohol, and maybe what are some things that you would say try and stay away from in November and December?
As far as alcohol is concerned?
Yeah, alcohol and then even other foods people tend to snack on.
Yeah, I think, you know, the excessive alcohol is a big one that, you know, definitely adds up over time. And the next one on the list has got to be sugar. You know, this is the time of year where people start baking, you know, all sorts of Christmas cookies and treats, and they're at the office, and they're at the house, and they're at parties. It's just everywhere. I think if, you know, most people can stray away from over-consuming an alcohol or at least choosing better options for alcohol and trying to limit the sugar, I think that's going to be a huge feat in, you know, trying to not gain all the weight that we, most of us, gain over the holidays.
Going out for a walk, too. I mean, you know, probably doing some things during, like, a Thanksgiving day where you're not just maybe going for a walk before you eat and then one after just to try to maybe not burn a lot of calories, but just to keep moving.
Absolutely. There's a ton of research showing that, you know, walking before and after meals can really increase your metabolism. So, you know, rather than sitting down to a football game right after you eat all that turkey and mashed potatoes, you know, go for a 30-minute walk. It doesn't need to be anything aggressive, but that can definitely help, you know, get your metabolism going, get you off the couch, and, you know, just be enjoying your family in a healthy way as well.
Jess Sorcy is with us. She's a metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Now, what about, because I think a lot of times it's kind of like just having a plan. I mean, we did a DUI show recently with Kevin Flash, and he talked about going to parties and just having a plan. You know, now with all the Uber and all the different things out there, have a plan for a ride. I think it's kind of that way with eating, too. You know what? You know you're going to a party. You know you're going to have things in the office. Just have a plan. Hey, you know what? I'm going to eat 3 cookies today. But, I mean, and then just stick with that. And like you say, it's all between our ears. It's a mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you've nailed it right on the head. If you don't have a plan, it's going to be really hard to, you know, continue on with your goals. And I think, you know, whether it's the holidays or not, that's something that I'm constantly talking to our patients about. Even, you know, just on, you know, a non-holiday week, you know, if you don't have a plan and take your lunch to work, then you're probably going to eat out and make bad choices.
You know, Scott, it seems counterintuitive to start a diet in the holidays. But I'm almost wondering, you know, for me, I'm not going to make up a plan on my own and be consistent with it.
Right.
I need some sort of outside motivator, somebody to talk to, somebody who knows what they're doing. Maybe now is the time to call Jess and do that plan now so you have somebody helping you.
No, I think somebody kind of keep you accountable and just that coach and encourager. And, hey, when you fall off, hey, it's not the end of the world. Just start over and go back, you know, because it's easier. Now, do you recommend people weigh... Let's say somebody has a goal that they want to hit, and they came into you, you've helped them design that plan. Do you recommend they weigh every day just so they can say, hey, if you know, if you get 3 pounds over your goal weight, you kind of start correcting that instead of waiting till you get 13 pounds over that goal weight?
You know, I'm not a big fan of the scale.
Me neither.
You know, it's a number, you know, and it's not looking at body composition. It's not looking at other factors. It's literally just a number. So I, you know, if I have patients who have weight loss goals, then I'll have them weigh once a week and then not get on the scale again, because especially women, we're going to fluctuate, you know, within the week. You can go up 3 or 4 pounds and then down, and you're just going to drive yourself crazy. So I think, you know, sticking to maybe, you know, once a week weigh in and kind of seeing where those trends are. And then I really advocate, you know, how do you feel? How is your energy? How are your clothes fitting? Those are also good ways to, you know, measure success. I think so many women get wrapped up in that number that it actually can be more damaging than it can be beneficial.
Yeah, and when you talk about a plan, Jess, maybe you could give us sort of an example illustration from one of your patients about how, you know, that plan doesn't need to look a certain way depending on the individual.
Yeah, so, you know, all of our plans in the office that I put together for patients are all very different. They're all geared towards, you know, people's needs and goals. So we really sit down and kind of, you know, dive into what that patient's goals are and what they're willing to do and put forth. Because obviously if I'm going to present a restrictive plan to someone and they're like, I can't do that, and I keep pushing it, they're not going to be successful. So I really like to meet our patients where they're at and try to, you know, first start just cleaning things up, you know, and utilizing some supplements to help with the weight loss piece, and then just kind of building upon that. So rather than just putting people on, you know, 6 weeks restrictive diet, you lose weight, and then you're on your own, I like to guide them through that whole process of, you know, what that diet looks like for them.
What are some of these, the real popular things now? I mean, I know HCG was a deal for a while where you get injections or do drops and all that. So let's just take that one. And I'm not having you cut down other people's programs. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I saw people that did really well on that and they've kept it off. And I've seen other people that, you know, did it, lost a lot, and then gained twice back. I mean, so it's really got to be a lifestyle change, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know there's a ton of fad diets out there right now, and yeah, most people are successful on those. They'll lose the initial weight, but there's no support in what you do after, you know. So if you do the HCG diet, you know, that's great, but what happens when you aren't doing that anymore? Usually that weight comes back on. So that's where we really guide people towards fixing the root cause of why, you know, they might be having the weight issues, and then teaching them how that they can, you know, continue on in their lives and, you know, not be on a diet all the time, but definitely looking at changing their lifestyle so that they can meet their health goals and their weight goals.
All right. Jess Sorcy is with us. She's a metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health Systems. We got to take a short break, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees. Just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered Company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad you're listening today. I'm Marie Christine. I'm here with Scott Watley, and we are talking to Jess, who is the metabolic coordinator. Hey, you have a fancy title, it's hard to say, at Integrated Health Systems. Give her a call today, 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com. And Jess, you are helping us eat healthier over the holidays, which we really appreciate. So while we're on this topic, help us go grocery shopping. What can we be looking for at the grocery store in the holidays, you know, during those in-between times that'll help keep the weight down?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I typically tell our clients to shop the perimeter of the grocery store. So also the perimeters where, you know, the quote-unquote Whole Foods will be. So you go through the produce and the butcher shop and, you know, the eggs and the kind of all those areas. And, you know, when you go down the aisles, that's where you're getting more into those processed foods. And the processed foods have a lot of hidden ingredients like sugars and different things in them that might not be part of a weight loss program. So I always tell people, you know, shop the perimeter. Make sure you're putting a lot of good, healthy, high-quality meats in your cart, lots and lots of vegetables. People should really be incorporating vegetables at every meal, some fruits, maybe nuts and seeds, eggs, that kind of thing. And that can go a long way.
No, I've never heard that before. That's a good one. Shop the perimeter. Except, I will say, at the King Supers where I go, the vegetables and fruits are right by the bakery, which is dangerous for me walking by those pastries. That's my downfall.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably like we talked about, waiting for Thanksgiving Day and the dinner to get there. Don't just sit down at the table hungry. Probably best not to shop hungry.
Oh, absolutely. I do that to myself all the time. And I'm like, why do I do this? But yeah, you know, definitely have a snack before you go to the grocery store. A healthy snack, obviously, so that when you're going through, you're not putting a bunch of extra things in your cart that you really don't want.
That's a good point. You can have emotional eating and emotional shopping, I would think.
Yeah.
What about
both at the same time?
Right. That's the worst scenario. So yeah. What about when we're cooking maybe some of those traditional holiday favorite dishes? Are there any maybe substitutes, you know, different kinds of oils we can use that help the nutritional value a little?
Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of people are still cooking in canola oil. So, you know, changing over to like avocado oil or olive oil, coconut oil is a good one for cooking. Some people don't like the taste that the coconut oil leaves, but if you use it pretty often, that taste tends to go away and you don't notice it as much. But those oils are definitely going to be less inflammatory and have more nutrients in them. So that could be a great way to just, you know, do one thing this Thanksgiving. Set one goal of, okay, I'm going to clean up my oils and what I'm using in these recipes.
Yeah, and that's what I like about what you're saying, Jess, is it doesn't sound too intimidating. You know, you're being realistic. You know, you're probably not going to put somebody on a total elimination diet the week of Christmas. But maybe there are some little changes you can make so you don't gain the holiday 20 pounds or whatever the average is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just setting 1 to 2 goals for the holidays, you know, for Thanksgiving, maybe it's I'm going to eat breakfast and I'm going to stay away from excess sweets. You know, I know at least at my family's house, there's always sweets out. And so you can do those drive-bys where you walk by and you grab, you know, a piece of chocolate or a handful of this or that. So, you know, try to make the intention that I'm not going to do the drive-bys, but maybe I am going to have a small piece of pie at the end of dinner. That can go a long way in saving you a lot of extra calories.
See, I don't drive by. I hover. I hover. Helicopter.
You hover.
Yeah.
Just Scott
hover
just
right
stands
the
over the bowl of candy and takes handful after handful.
Yeah, that's another good point, though. You know, place yourself in the room. You know, be social. Don't stand around the table where all the food is. Go stand somewhere else. Move around. Talk to other people. That can be, it's really easy to just, you know, munch on food when it's sitting right in front of you.
Now, you guys do a fantastic blood workup for patients and all. Would you recommend someone that's wanting to maybe get on a diet, and I hate to use the word diet, they want to change their lifestyle, they want to lose some weight, though, get healthier. Would you recommend kind of getting some good blood work to get that base of where everybody's at?
Absolutely. It can definitely, you know, make my life easier because I can see where all their metabolic imbalances are at. So there could be multiple reasons why they're not losing weight. If their liver enzymes are elevated, that can, you know, tell us that maybe the liver isn't functioning appropriately. If their hormones are off, that can be a part of it. If there's inflammation, you know, those are all things that can cause people to hold on to excess weight. So if we know that up front, then that makes it a lot easier to put a program together and help them meet their goals.
Good. Well, again, Jess Sorcy, she is a metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health System. So, Jess, what's that initial consultation? A couple of minutes left. What's that initial consultation look like? People need to kind of bring anything with them or just be willing to come there and sit down with you a few minutes and you interview them kind of.
Yeah, it's really easy. We offer a free 15-minute consultation, so we can do it in the office or over the phone. And that's just a good time for us to, you know, meet and talk. Kind of tell them about what I do and how we go about it, and then also what their goals are and if it seems like it would be a good fit.
And really, for you listening right now, now's the time to call Integrated Health Systems, because Jess is going to help you set maybe those one or two reasonable goals so that you can enter the holidays confidently and not, you know, show up at New Year all of a sudden realizing you have a long way to go. Maybe preemptively start that out.
Yeah.
And the great thing about Integrated Health Systems, Jess, is, you know, somebody's getting you and all your expertise. And then on top of it, there's the whole team. There's Dr. Stedman. You know, if you discover some health issue that's maybe diet related, but also related to your brain, you kind of have all the tools to help somebody's total health, right?
Absolutely. We take the team approach here. So we have a therapist in-house. We have Dr. Stedman and Dr. Maynard, who focus more on the neurological side of people's health. And then we have two neurotherapists in the office, too. So, you know, we aren't just treating the diet piece. We're kind of treating the whole body and the whole person. And that's where we see the most success.
And, you know, real quick, I would imagine just all during the holidays, too, drinking as much water as you can. We were going to talk about during the break. I mean, if you consume quite a bit of water before meals, too, that's probably going to help take up some of that space, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Staying hydrated is going to be really important. You know, drinking too much water before meals might dilute your stomach acid a little bit, so that could be associated with some digestive issues. So okay. I'd be careful doing that before a big meal. But, you know, anything small, you know, making sure you're taking in the adequate water over the holidays, making sure, you know, if your schedule gets tight on time, you know, you can't get to the gym, try to get that 30 minutes, 20 minutes of a walk in, you know, trying to just hack your life so that you can still incorporate some of these health and wellness pieces, you know, but not be obsessive about it.
Yep.
So give us some hope to finish off this segment, Jess. Have you seen people who go through the holidays and maintain a fairly healthy lifestyle?
Absolutely. You know, it was funny. I was with my nephew yesterday, and he was like, "Do you know how many pounds a typical person gains over the holidays?" And I asked him, and he was like, 7 pounds.
Ooh.
And I thought that that was crazy, but, you know, it just kind of made me think about this time of year and that, you know, we don't have to do that. And even just setting a few goals, you know, to not, you know, indulge in everything that comes our way, you know, picking and choosing what parties we're going to be at, picking and choosing what, you know, meals out we're going to do, and then just setting a few goals for ourselves. So whether it's, you know, eating breakfast on Thanksgiving or eating, you know, less sugar, drinking more water, getting an exercise routine going, any of those things can be really, really helpful. And I think most people this time of year just wait and they'll be like, well, at the first of the year, I'll do it. I think, you know, now's the time to start setting some of those intentions, because then by the first of the year, you're going to be into a routine and it's going to be that much easier to keep going.
Absolutely.
You can do it, and you need Jess's help.
Yes, you do. You can only get that by calling 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Folks, it's a free 15-minute consultation. You can do that by phone or by going in to see Jess, and she'll be glad to help you out. So, Jess, thank you very, very much, and certainly happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. You guys as well.
All right. I already feel healthier, Marie.
I feel like maybe I can do this, Scott.
I'm going to eat something. I'm starving. Okay. Thanks so much. Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.